Stations, here's your suggested lead. Since the November elections, immigration has been top of mind throughout the nation. It appears that very soon legislation will be proposed that could change America's current system. Mark Russo is from Biddeford, Maine, and he spoke with reporter Christopher Michael about immigration reform, what may be coming. He is with the American Immigration Lawyers Association. In 3, 2, 1, what are the real prospects for immigration reform?
Well, I believe that at this point in time, everything is coming together to be a perfect time to reform the immigration system. Both parties are looking for some sort of agreement, some way to go back to their constituents and say that they support an overhaul of the immigration system.
What would you like to see in an immigration bill?
To try and break it down into its basic components, I think we have to look at 3 or 4 different categories. I would like to see overhaul of the employment visa system in the United States. I think that it's been shown time and time again, especially where I come in the state of Maine, it's a challenge for a small business, for an employer with few employees, or a seasonal business, to keep going and to find the employees it needs. And then what comes into that are investment visas. The United States has very good treaties with many foreign countries, allowing them to invest in the United States and vice versa. Then we need fairness in the system. We have people who come over who do get visas under employment and would like to bring their families with them. It's, for example, there are certain people, if they live in India and they want to bring their brothers or sisters over, will have to wait 10, 12 years before they can come over. It's very, very difficult. And I have, for instance, I'm thinking of an Indian family that came in on employment visas. Of course, the husband and wife were able to come in. They wanted to bring their family. They had to make a decision whether to bring them in as family or bring them in as an employment visa. At the time, they made a decision to bring them in employment because it was quicker. In approximately 2 years, it fell back. It was longer. When the family finally came in, they started a business. They opened another chain, and then one of the young ones wanted to marry a young woman from India. He did. He has to wait 3 years to bring that woman to the United States. So what happens is that he's essentially, can you imagine seeing your wife once, twice a year traveling to India? Seriously, it's asking too much for people, and it's not very attractive. So what happens is that then people, young students is another area, it's the third category. You're not attracting students if you're saying, well, maybe you can come, maybe you can get a job, maybe you can't, and if you do, maybe you can bring your family, maybe you can't. This is not the attitude you have to portray. We're losing good brain talent to countries like Germany, Canada, who when they saw the United States restricting its immigration flow, opened theirs up. It was a perfect opportunity. We need to get back on track. We need to approach this problem and make our system better. Finally, and this is very important, we have a lot of people, millions of people in this country, who over the years have come in undocumented, without papers, who need to be integrated into society. They have families, their grandfathers, their grandmothers, and their families are United States citizens. There needs to be a way to integrate them into society, not a punitive measure, a way to bring them in. They work, they pay taxes. We need to recognize this, we need to know that they're part of our society and integrate them. So these are the areas that I think are important to approach.
Mark Russo, this is Christopher Michael reporting.